When your spouse complains about you, is your natural reaction to think, wow, thanks, that's very helpful? Probably not. Coming up on today's special edition of Family.ie, we'll think about how to hear and speak each other's language.
What people say does give you those clear cues, so that if somebody's saying, you never buy me anything, you never buy me flowers, you forgot our anniversary or whatever, and those sort of things are coming out in their conversation and the way they're talking, that's a very clear indication, isn't it?
Yes. We tend to get frustrated and defensive when our spouse complains. If a wife says to a husband, for example, we don't ever spend any time together, we're like two ships passing in the night, he may likely say, what do you mean don't spend time together? I took you out to dinner Thursday night. You see, he gets defensive and comes with a defense. But what she's really telling him, quality time is my language and I'm not getting enough of it. I don't feel love. And if he'll take that seriously and respond to her by giving her more time, then her complaint has helped him.
That's Dr. Gary Chapman, author of the best-selling book, The Five Love Languages, along with our host, Stephen Cardy. I'm Vincent Hughes, and you're very welcome along to today's special bank holiday edition of Family.ie. As you may or may not know, our programme normally airs each week and is a half hour in length. We originally aired the original Five Love Languages programmes as a two-part series, but today, hopefully you'll have a bit more time to enjoy this extended programme for an entire hour. It's no secret that there is a breakdown in marriage in Ireland today, and many couples would attribute lack of communication as one of the contributing factors. But even couples who seem to be doing well and have been married for many years have benefited by exploring this fascinating and what many people have found to be revolutionary concept called the Five Love Languages. Here's Stephen to begin the discussion.
Dr. Gary Chapman has joined us to share a very simple and practical way to communicate love to our spouse. He's the author of the best-selling book, The Five Love Languages. It has sold over 6 million copies. And he speaks to thousands of couples through his weekend marriage conferences. Gary and his wife, Carolyn, have been married for 50 years. And I love to look forward to hearing a bit about that interesting journey for you, Gary, with your wife, Carolyn. And they have two grown children, two grandchildren. I'm sure the joy of your life. Dr. Chapman, thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Stephen. It's great to be with you.
I'd love you to tell me and explore with you today in this conversation. Why did you come to write this book and what was the origins of it?
Well, you know, Stephen, this book grew out of my counseling. I had been a counselor for about 15 years before I wrote this book. And I realized I was hearing the same stories over and over in my office. She would say, I feel like he doesn't love me. And he would say, I don't know what else to do. I do this and this and this, and she doesn't feel loved. I don't know what else to do. And so I knew there was a pattern in what I was hearing, but I didn't know what it was. So I went through about 12 years of notes that I made when I was counseling people. And I asked myself, when someone said, I feel like my spouse doesn't love me, what did they want? What were they complaining about? And their answers fell into five categories, and I later called them the five love languages. I started using it then in my counseling and sharing the idea that we speak different languages and we have to learn how to communicate love. And every time I shared it in the counseling office, couples got it. They tried it. It changed the emotional climate in their marriage. And then I started using it in small groups. And again, people would understand it. They would go home. They would learn each other's language. They'd speak it. And the emotional climate was enhanced. And so I thought, you know, if I could write a book, put this concept in the book, write it in the language of the common person, leave out all the psychological, theological terms, just write in the plain English, that people would be helped. And I could help a lot of people whom I would never be able to see in my office. So that's what motivated me to write the book.
Was there any history for yourself? Was it any way relevant to yourself?
Well, my wife and I had a very difficult time in the early days of our marriage. We were both Christians before we got married. We prayed about getting married. We believed it was God's plan. But 6 months into our marriage, we were both miserable and had the thought, maybe I married the wrong person. So we wrestled because we were so different and we just couldn't seem to get it together. So yes, I think because we went through so much pain in our marriage, I'm empathetic with couples who are struggling in their marriage. But at the same time, since we got it together, I have a lot of hope for other couples. And sometimes I simply say to couples, I understand you've given up hope. You don't think there's any hope for your marriage. So just go on my hope. I believe there's hope for you. So yeah, I think maybe I do what I do because of the difficulties we went through in our own marriage. And now, you know, having gotten over that and learned how to love each other and how to work together as a team and experiencing what I think marriage was designed to give us, husband and wife, loving, supporting, encouraging each other, I have great hope for others, and I really enjoy helping other couples learn how to connect and how to work as a team.
Well, that might sound like Mission Impossible for your marriage, but don't go away, because you and your spouse may be pleasantly surprised when you begin to discover and speak each other's love language. Of course, we need to know what those languages are, so there's much more to come with Stephen Cardy and our guest, Dr. Gary Chapman, on today's special edition of Family.ie.